Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
So in this deep dive, we're going to be looking at some of the stuff that students might be reading about in The Juice.
Okay.
That's that educational app.
Right.
To help you spark conversations with them about some of these things.
Okay. Sounds good.
And we're going to be covering some of the top stories of 2024. So first up, we have a story that almost sounds like science fiction.
Yeah.
This year, doctors successfully transplanted a pig kidney into a human patient.
Oh, wow. This is pretty huge for the field of xenotransplantation. And the pig kidney was genetically modified to prevent the human body from rejecting it, which has always been like one of the biggest challenges they've had to overcome.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what this could mean for the future of organ transplantation.
It really does. You know, just imagine a world where we no longer have these long waiting lists for organs.
Right.
You know, it could be a game changer for so many people. You know, maybe this could be an interesting thing to talk to your kids about, the ethics of using animal organs for human transplants.
Yeah.
And what that could mean for people waiting for transplants.
That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, we are going to space. China's Chang'e 6 spacecraft landed on the far side of the moon this year.
Wow. This is only the second time this has ever been done, and both times by China. What's interesting is they're collecting soil and rock samples from, like, a completely unexplored region of the moon.
It is amazing to think about what we might be able to learn from these samples.
It really is. You know, studying these could help unlock secrets about the formation of the moon.
Yeah.
And even, like, our solar system.
Yeah.
You know, this might be a cool thing to talk to your kids about as well, you know, space exploration.
Yeah.
The far side of the moon is a place we never see from Earth, which makes it even more interesting. And you could even get into the technology it takes to land something on the far side of the moon.
Right.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Absolutely. Okay, so moving from space back down to Earth, we have some news about AI and celebrity voices. This year, actor Scarlett Johansson raised objections to the use of a voice, a very similar voice to hers.
Okay.
In OpenAI's GPT-4o chatbot called Sky. She wasn't involved in the project at all.
Oh, wow.
Which, you know, brings up all these questions about AI and the use of it to replicate somebody's voice.
Right.
Without their consent.
Yeah, this opens up a lot of ethical questions about AI and likeness rights even.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's something you could ask your kids, like what they think about this whole thing.
Right.
You know, should companies be able to use someone's voice without their permission?
Mm-hmm.
What about other aspects of someone's identity?
Right.
This could be a good jumping off point for a conversation about privacy and control and even what it means to be human in a world that is rapidly developing this AI technology.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of rapid advancements, let's shift gears a little bit to some global issues. The race for nuclear fusion is heating up with China and the U.S. vying to be the first to achieve like a sustainable reaction.
This has some pretty big implications for the future of energy, doesn't it?
It really does. Nuclear fusion is a potential game changer when it comes to clean energy. It could provide like a nearly limitless source of power without the radioactive waste of traditional nuclear fission.
So it's like clean energy.
Yeah.
That almost sounds too good to be true.
It might sound that way, but the science is solid. The challenge is getting it to work consistently and efficiently on a large scale.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what's going on with China and the U.S. with this?
Well, both countries are investing pretty heavily in fusion research. China has actually surpassed the U.S. in terms of funding for fusion projects.
Wow, I didn't realize that they were that far ahead.
Yeah, it's a sign of how important they see this technology becoming. It raises some interesting questions about global competition in the field of science and even, you know, the role of government funding in driving innovation.
Yeah, for sure. This could be a really good story to use to talk to your kids about different types of energy, the challenges of climate change, and how important international cooperation is in tackling global issues.
Absolutely. And it's a good example of how science and politics are all intertwined.
Yeah, very good point. Okay, let's move on to another big story from this year. The U.S. Surgeon General declared gun violence a national public health crisis and urged Congress to take action.
Yeah, this definitely sparked a lot of debate between gun control advocates and gun rights supporters. It's a very complex and controversial issue here in the United States.
It is. Well, it looks like we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
From the depths of space to the complexities of human biology and the ever-evolving world of technology, it's been quite a year.
It really has. And what's remarkable is that these are just a few of the many stories that The Juice featured this year.
It's a testament to the sheer volume of information and the rapid pace of change we're experiencing these days.
It's a lot to keep up with, for sure, but that's why resources like The Juice can be so helpful in sparking these important conversations with our kids.
It's all about staying informed and engaging in meaningful dialogue and helping the next generation develop the critical thinking skills they'll need to navigate the world. It really is. And it's important to remember that, you know, learning is a lifelong journey.
Right.
Not just for kids.
Absolutely. There's always something new to discover out there.
Right.
And, you know, different ways to look at the world.
For sure. And we as parents and educators have a really unique opportunity to guide these young minds and encourage that ongoing exploration.
That's a good point. And, you know, we've covered a lot of ground today in this year in review.
We have.
But these stories are just a glimpse of what The Juice covers throughout the year.
Yeah, it really showcases all the different types of topics that they offer.
Right.
To help students understand, you know, what's happening in the world around them.
Absolutely.
And hopefully this gives you a good starting point for some, you know, meaningful conversations.
Yeah, remember, open communication is key here.
Right.
Talk to your kids about what they're learning, ask them questions, and be open to hearing their perspectives.
Yeah, sometimes just the simplest question can spark the most amazing conversations.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes just asking why can lead to the most unexpected discoveries.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into The Juice's top stories of 2024.
Yeah.
There was certainly a lot to talk about.
It was quite a year, for sure, filled with breakthroughs and challenges and plenty of food for thought.
We hope this deep dive has been helpful for you and that it sparked some ideas for conversations you can have with the young students in your lives.
Remember, fostering curiosity and encouraging exploration are some of the best gifts you can give a young mind.
Until next time, keep those conversations going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.